The government has successfully mediated and settled the impasse between the STX Korea and STX Engineering for easy execution of the STX project. In view of this, Ghanaian counterparts have withdrawn their case from the court, whereas the Koreans have abandoned their intention to dismiss the Ghanaian director of the project. The Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alban Bagbin, announced this in Parliament today. Mr. Bagbin, however, mentioned bureaucracy from EPA and AESL as some factors hindering the smooth implementation of the project. Our parliamentary correspondents, Stephen Freye and Issa Shaibu, have come through with this report.
It's 11 months now when the STX deal was approved in Parliament. All the 30,000 units are expected to be completed by 2015. Following the salt-cutting ceremony, 15 sites have been handed over to the STX Engineering and Construction in March this year. It was based on this reason that the MP for Bantama, Cecilia Dapa, a former deputy minister during NPP administration, sought to know the status of the execution of the STX agreement from the Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alban Bagbin. According to Mr. Bagbin, the program of implementation will start with land preparation this month and are currently mobilizing to send equipment to the site. The Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning has issued the sovereign guarantee and made the necessary arrangements for the transfer of money. In furtherance of this, the Bank of Ghana has opened account for the necessary transactions. Mr. Bagbin hinted that so far, $1.5 billion has been sold for the project.
That report was filed by correspondents Stephen Kweye and Issa Shaibu.